Hello, everybody, and welcome. This is probably weird. Don't adjust your dials. Don't adjust any of whatever you listen to these podcasts on. We are doing a very special episode of Adventure this week because, by all of my fault, we are a little bit late on the next episode, and instead of it just being a quiet feed for a few weeks, I wanted to get something to you folks. And we've done a couple out-of-character episodes, but we haven't done really a lot of focused episodes, and I wanted to start maybe over these, if we have gaps, focusing on some of the people that, you know, make it happen and talking about more specific things. And the first person I thought about talking to was our very own Justin Riley, who is with me right now. Hello, Justin.
Ahoy, hoy.
Justin is, well, now player, but also producer and engineer on Adventure. So all the, just the vocal track sounds as good as they do, and also all the soundscapes, sound effects, all that kind of stuff is done by him. And I think we're not going to spoil anything because we are, you know, obviously we finished recording the third season, just this past weekend. We were all together, in the same room, for the first time. Cause I think you came down for the out of character episode after season two, but Brian was not there. Brian was, remote, I believe.
Yeah. He Skyped. He did the audio Skype in. So I got to see what it was like on your side.
Yeah. So we were all together in the same room, which was great. And actually, we'll probably lead off just with like a one of the questions we got off on Twitter almost right away for this. But I want to ask you, without spoiling anything, we're not even talking about any stories, so I should say that right now. Anybody's listening to this, we're not going to really get into any story stuff from the show, I think, at all, at least not from the third season. It's definitely going to be, we might talk about stuff from previous seasons and stuff like that, but don't worry, you're not going to get spoiled in any plot details or anything like that. So, Justin, just not talking about anything to do with the plot or anything like that, how was your experience recording in the same room for the first time?
Oh, it was really fun. Just what I was saying before, like, because I Skyped in for the audio for the first couple games, just like how Brian does. I mean, you can still play off each other and everything the same way, but it was the first time I'd ever played and not actually seen someone that I'm playing with before. Uh-huh. So that was kind of interesting for me to like, try that out. It was almost like I used to like close my eyes more and just like imagine, but, playing with everybody in the same room. Well, cause Brian came to my house one time.
Yes. Yes. You'd played with Brian before in the same room.
So that was pretty fun. That was like, I think like the third episode I was on or something, but yeah, it was great playing, like actually being able to like play off everybody and like stare people down and do like silly facial gestures during our last episode. But
yeah,
and we played for, I think it was the longest time we've ever played for together too.
Yeah, since about 3 hours we played for. Yes, it was definitely since you had joined, it was definitely the longest we played tour together. We had done a few times in past campaigns where we had like sat down at Jackie's house, like Brian had come down from Connecticut and we had sat down and recorded.
Oh yeah, you used to marathon
Once we did like a 4 or 5 hour long day.
Oh wow.
I mean, I don't know how much of that was actually recorded because we broke in the middle for like some lunch and, you know, and ate and stuff like that, but it was like especially when we got towards the end of my campaign, my son was about to be born, so it was like a very like, oh, we just need to get all this stuff recorded as fast as possible. So yeah, I mean, we had a question from Christopher on Twitter who said, are there any challenges to not playing in the same room? It always sounds smooth on the podcast. Are there awkward pauses or confusion? And you actually brought something up because an episode that we won't talk about the details of the episode, but we released an episode, last episode we released, which was the Tree of Vision Part 1. There was like some very specific comedic beats that we were going for I think when we were recording, and you know, me and Brian especially kind of got onto a roll with a certain attitude towards certain characters that were happening. And when I sent you the edit of the episode, you had mentioned that it was the first time you had really experienced like an episode you had been in and you knew all the, like what the raw audio was like.
Yeah.
Experiencing how I edited stuff like that. So why don't you talk about that, about like that experience for you?
Well, yeah, I was just talking about it before we went on, actually. but it's interesting because it's like, it's not that different, but you get rid of all of the like crosstalk. If a joke, like if someone says something like out of character by accident, sometimes we're like, we probably should have said that like in character. And like it, you know, it's kind of fun to hear that afterward. And there's some awkward pauses. There's some lots longer breaks while we're looking up rules and stuff. So it's kind of fun to hear how, you know, I've been editing forever, but I've never heard it afterwards, someone else editing me talking.
Right.
So it was like, oh yeah, that's fun. Oh yeah, he took that out. And I think we went on some tangent one time and I was like, oh yeah, can you take that out for me?
Yeah. there's definitely this thing. So not recording in the same room, I'd say we like Justin said, what you hear for the most part is how it goes there. And I think a lot of what I cut out ends up being stuff that would be there whether or not we were in different rooms or not, you know, like,
yeah,
like, especially let's say this episode, the finale we just recorded, there was a lot of looking up, new kinds of spells and stuff like that, because like, Jackie had designed our encounters to be a little bit more, ask a little bit more of us, right? So you won't hear like obviously the dead time where we're flipping through like three different books to try to figure out what we want to do next. But there is some crosstalk and there is some, I would say the biggest thing that happens is people don't know when someone else is about to talk. So there'll be times where, and it will especially happen with, Brian, because, you know, Henley is a very like interjectional character. Like he is a character that is like always adding his two cents and adding a joke into something that happens. So often he won't realize that, like, no, Jackie's just pausing to like catch a breath, and then she's gonna keep going, and he'll like throw in a line, or he'll try to talk, and like someone else is like just talking. And I will say what I'm kind of proud of for the most part is everybody's kind of trained to be like, okay, I'm just gonna keep talking and finish my thought, and then like Brian will repeat himself a lot of the times.
I think that's
the biggest thing. I mean, there have been technical issues, obviously. Sometimes there are times where, like, Skype stops working, or, you know, like, one of our, like, internet connections goes crappy for a little bit and we have to drop out, you know? We had a couple of recording sessions that were really rough with that. Like, it was like we were dropping calls all the time. And that can get frustrating, you know, because it's like you can't get, like, any momentum built up.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, and there are definitely awkward pauses where it's like, I didn't hear you quite right. You know, or I just want to kind of, especially for you and Brian, there's sometimes a lot of like, I just want to check to make sure like this is the tone of the thing we're going for, you know, here,
because
you can't see like our faces and kind of read the in the room. And I would say that I think over the, like, I think what we recorded, like, I think there have been 8 sessions we've done, because when I categorized the audio to edit, I put it into like the raw audio into session buckets, because it's basically like that's how like my video editor brain works, where you group each shoot together
in your bins.
Yeah, my bins. So there are 8 sessions, and I would say like obviously one of them was all together, the last one was all together. But you know, I think Justin, for you, I think I've noticed definitely that you got much more comfortable probably the second or third time we recorded, and after that you kind of just went right with it.
Yeah, and it was like, I kind of like played this character before, but this was like a new version of it.
Right.
So getting into like playing a new character, and I hadn't actually played a character in a very long time, so
yeah.
So it was kind of it did take a little bit to get into it, but you know, actually I was just kind of thinking about it. I play like some play by post games where you like D&D where you like type your turn and then other person does it whenever they get a chance to like do their post.
Right.
So my brain is sort of starting to work in that way when I'm playing, because I'm like, let me just get my whole thought out and then try to leave something for someone to go off of.
Right. Yeah.
And I think that's helpful when you can't see each other a little bit, but
it absolutely is. I mean, I think for me and Bob especially, we've done so many podcasts where we haven't seen the person on the other side of the microphone.
Yeah, I guess you're kind of used to it.
Yeah, you
right?
get used to it after a while. And this is, I would say even like this is a little bit easier than even doing like an editorial podcast, because it's theater of the mind anyway, so you kind of have to be playing that way as it goes.
Yeah.
I think there's definitely a different energy when we're all together in the room, and I think sometimes it's a better energy, but sometimes I don't think it's necessarily, it's never worse when we're all together, but I don't think that we lose stuff by being remote. Mm-hmm.
No, I don't think it's just different.
Yeah. And I said one of the really nice things about it, Justin, is that yours and Brian's audio is completely like clean. There's no like, One of the issues I run into with me and Jackie and Bob is that because we're all sitting around one table, there's bleed into all the microphones, and you can't tell that when they're just playing on top of each other, right? But like when you try to get rid of someone's audio, especially mine, because I'm very loud, it's tough sometimes. So, but with you and Brian, I can really, and that works really well with Brian, because he's often telling jokes. And sometimes I can just be like, okay, the joke didn't land where it actually happened because of how we were over talking, but I can move it to another place and it will land way better. And in that episode that I was just talking about, the Tree of Vision, I did that a bunch of times. Like I moved like these interjections by him around from where they actually were, and I think it worked way better. So in that way, it actually is nice that we're separate.
Yeah. Sometimes I run into an issue where I'm like doing a vocal effect on like Jackie's voice, because she's the DM, but it bleeds like her voice will bleed over into you and Bob.
Yeah.
So then it'll like if I detune her voice or something, and then I still hear her regular voice on your track. So I'm like, oh, now I got to cut those out.
Yeah. And I find myself too, like there was a certain point when I was editing where I was like, okay, I'm just going to have to, because sometimes I'm trying to get out a point, or Bob's trying to get out a point, or Jackie's trying to get out a point, and we're talking over each other. So I'm just like, okay, I'm just going to, you know, either severely reduce the other track's volumes in these moments, or I'm just going to cut them out entirely. And you'll hear a little bit of the crosstalk underneath, but the other person's voice will be so much more powerful that it won't matter.
And then after all the like other sounds in the background,
exactly,
it just all bleeds all out.
Yeah.
You don't even notice some of it.
Yeah, exactly. So it's definitely what I like a lot about this project too. And I think we've talked about this a little bit, but I don't know how much, is that this is the first time I've ever worked on a podcast where, I mean, you have plenty of, production partners, right, on podcasts, like, you know, my co-hosts and stuff like that, like,
yeah,
but I have never had a post-production partner on anything, you know, and so it's been very interesting and very fascinating to see how like when I, because so, you know, we'll sometimes you and I will say like, oh hey, just so you know, like this and this, but we've gotten to a point now, we've done so many together that it's just like I hand you the audio and I don't really even say anything to you. You know, I just go, I just give you the audio, and when it comes back, I'm like, yep, that's exactly what I kind of expected it to be. And I think it's a really cool, like, working relationship to have.
Yeah, it's pretty neat. I'm glad that like the first person I actually started working on like podcasts together was like you, because you're pretty easy to work with. We both kind of have the same ideas anyways a lot of the time, so
yeah. So it's funny, because like I was editing this past episode that I just sent you, there's a moment where, and again I'm not gonna spoil anything, where I am I am saying out loud a sound effect.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, should I cut that out and just tell him, like, you know, like, in these spots, like, do this thing? And I'm like, no, he's going to listen to it, and he's going to absolutely know that in these moments he's going to cut my voice out and he's going to put this thing in.
Well, it's fun because I'm doing it for myself now, where I'll like roar and I'm not going to say what animal I am during the finale, but I get to like I was making that noise a lot, and I can't wait to later just find noises that kind of sounded like the noises I was making.
You just said exactly what animal you transformed into.
I did?
You said I can't wait to find noises.
Oh, motherfucker. Wait. Oh, can we just bleep those out?
We can bleep those out. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, all right.
At 16:25, we're going to bleep out the noises.
All right. Oh, shit. You said it again.
Well, I know now this whole section. I'm going to just bleep it out. People are going to be maddening. It's going to be maddening for people.
No one cares what hippie thing. No.
But they're going to think it's something really crazy. So we had a couple other, and this question is, we actually discussed this on Sunday after we finished recording, but this is from Emmanuel on Twitter, asks, would Justin ever consider running a campaign arc?
Oh, yes, I saw that one. I've probably been thinking about it since, like, I started working on it, probably. But I'm in a like 3-year campaign I've been running with my wife and a couple people, and it's taken up a lot of my headspace on that, but I don't know, who knows, maybe in the future, maybe I'll do a season someday.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind at all.
So, I mean, just so everybody knows, I mean, again, once Jackie's season is done, I'm going to be retaking over as DM, and then The tentative plan right now, Justin and I, we all talked on Sunday, is for Justin to do something after that season is over. So who knows how long getting those season is going to take. But that is the current plan.
And I've been looking at my handouts. Thank you, Bobby.
Oh, you're welcome. Yeah, so
they're pretty fun.
Little tease. Yes. Got some cool stuff planned. I'm very excited. I haven't been this excited about something I put together for this project since I think I figured out the like Blackthorn like arc from the first season. Like that was a great feeling because I had not intended for that to be what that arc was, and as I was like constructing the story and trying to figure out how it was going to work, all these things just dawned on me, you know, from like the story perspective, and I was really excited about that, and I'm even more excited about this portion of it. So I've been trying to write everything with the level of detail that I used in that Halloween episode that we did like way at the beginning.
Yeah, that was a fun one.
Yeah. So hopefully I'm able to do that.
That was one of the first episodes that I think I started getting a little creepier with the music.
Yeah.
That was a fun one.
Yeah, that was a good one. That was a fun one. Speaking of that, I mean, just off the top of your head, I didn't even plan on asking you this, Justin, but do you have like episodes or arcs or anything that stand out in your head, even either from a content like, oh, I like the story in this part, or from a like, hey, I love doing the sound on this perspective?
Well, the season one, like, finale two episodes for me was just like so intense because those were like, I usually have like one or two ambient tracks running depending on what's going on, but that one had like a song layered in that I had to like, I like chopped it up and kind of like had to bring it up louder and quieter, and it was like a whole big battle going on and portals and spells. And that was a really fun one.
Different like, universes.
Yeah. Hearing the city streets for a while and stuff. Yeah. That was a super fun one to work on.
That's awesome.
But you know, honestly, sometimes it's really fun. Just like for me, like just the subtle little things that like, that I just, I don't know, like, just come right into my head, like, when I'm listening to it, that I just, like, find, I don't know, like, finding the perfect biting an apple. I don't know. Like, that Sometimes you listen to, like, you know, I'll look for sound effects, and there'll be, like, a bunch of, like, apple bites. And I'm like, you know, Redfield wouldn't bite an apple that way, actually. Like, and then I'll, like, find a different one or whatever.
That's great.
I like doing those kinds of things, too. Like, kind of getting in the character while I'm trying to find the sound effect and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely.
But, yeah, the Halloween one, the season one finale, and I think right at the beginning of Brian's campaign, when we were kind of like, we didn't know where, like, the characters were and stuff. And I found, like, this, it was one of the tabletop audio ones. It was sort of like a Russian winter kind of music. And I thought it fit that really well. When you guys, like, finally got out of the hell bar and out into the streets. But that one always stands out in my mind.
Cool. That's awesome. Yeah, it's cool to hear that perspective. For me, when I think about it, it's funny because, like, I think about the, like, moments more than full episodes for me.
Yeah.
Because a lot of it for me, and it, obviously for you now, you too, a lot of it for me is, like, the in the room moments, you know, when you're actually in the moment of playing, and the time where we were in the hell bar in Brian's thing, and Jackie and I got, like, stupid drunk, like, in the story, like, that was, like, some of the most fun I ever had just playing the game. That whole sequence, like, the whole, like, because, like, when I create, I think I talked about this in the season two, like, out of character, but, like, when I created Redfield, the whole purpose of the whole driving force behind the character was to not spend a lot of time thinking about and hemming and hawing about the problems that arise in the campaigns, you know? Because a lot of the editing that was on the first season was, like, Jackie, Bob, and Brian would sit there talking for 45 minutes if they should, like, touch a doorknob, you know, you know? And
yeah. The newbie, like, what's going to happen? Oh, we're so worried.
Yeah. And so I was like, okay, I'm just going to show them, like, that I'm just going to do all this crazy crap and I'm not going to worry about it. And that was one of the biggest episodes for me for that, because I was just like, I remember just, like, you know, I was like, I stand up on the bar and I scream, like, we have a question and we want it answered, kind of thing, you know? And it's like, I loved doing that whole bit. And I will say, like, I've actually started going back and listening from the beginning again, because I'm trying to thread things throughout the current campaign I'm writing from everything we've done in some ways, you know, trying to include little Easter eggs and stuff like that. More than anything else. And I got to the episode where Stewie showed up for the first time. And it brought back the strong sense memory of, like, not having any plan for them to ever talk to this character.
Yep.
And then them deciding to talk to this character and just having, and just, like, the voice and everything coming together in those moments, like, those are the moments that I remember more than anything else.
Those spontaneous.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Totally.
Yeah, absolutely.
I've gone back and listened to them probably way too many times at this point. But I just, like, that's all I do. I listen to podcasts. I almost, like, don't even listen to music anymore. And it sounds crazy because I've been a musician my whole life.
Yeah.
But all I do is listen to podcasts. And I'm like, you know what? What was happening back in season one? I'll just listen to all of them in, like, the next week or two.
I listen to mostly podcasts too. I listen to music only, honestly, when I'm writing. So, like, a lot of what ideas I came up with for this new current season came from, like, songs I was listening to, or, like, vibes of the current season came from, like, songs I was listening to.
Well, the first season did too, right?
Yes. Obviously you could tell there's, like, a central thing, but that was, like, almost like a backwards engineered thing. That was like, I need a song, or, like, a famous song that people don't know the lyrics to necessarily, you know, like, backwards and forwards.
Yeah.
You know, so that if I do a random line from it here and there, they won't
catch it right
catch
away.
Catch it right away. Yeah. And then I just sort of went on it from there. You know, it kind of just grew out of there. Speaking of back in the day, and this is not a question really that, well, I can't really answer this question either, but we had a from Big Papa DMG asked, when is Mara coming back? We need our tiefling fix. So Mara has left the world of podcasting.
gone.
She's just an academic through and through, super busy. We talk every once in a while, and like I would love her to come back, and I'm hoping against hope that possibly, because I'm trying to incorporate so many things from the other seasons into this last season, that I can get her back at least for, like, if not a full episode, just maybe like a bit somewhere here or there. So hopefully you will see her at some point in season four. Because she was awesome and responsible for a lot of us learning, you know, how to play, and inspiring us in a lot of ways, like on how to go about conducting yourself in games.
Yeah, I hope she gets a chance sometime, because I'd love to get a chance to play a game with her.
Yeah, she's great. She's really, really great.
Yeah, shout out Big Papa G. I talk to him on Twitter all the time about like running games and stuff. So like we've like told each other about our campaigns and everything. But he shouts us out all the time.
He does.
I see him all over the internet, always telling people about us. So thank you. Thanks, man.
Yeah, he does. He's great. He's great, great, great for that. So Justin, you know, talk about playing Balak, and you said you played him before. He's kind of an adapted version of that character. Is the personality, you have the kind of like the sheepish, kind of stuttering personality to him on in adventure. Is that always the personality you had for him, or is that a completely new kind of construct?
Well, when I first had him, I first played him as like the first character I ever made. My friend Andy was running a game for me and his brother. And that was the first character I ever made. And we didn't get to play too much of it. And so I decided to like kind of bring him back, and I rolled up new stats, and I kind of just kind of based his new, like, sort of like bad charisma, not knowing what to say, being really awkward. I like leaned more heavy on that. The first time I had him, he was like sort of more like I don't know, the strong, quiet type. But this time he's a little like anxious and kind of crazy. So, but I want to talk about the naming convention too that I used for him.
Okay,
which. Oddly, I mean, in a way, it kind of ties back to listening to you guys on Talking Comics a lot, because I was reading the New 52, and I got really into, I always was really into Swamp Thing, but that New 52 Swamp Thing was amazing, and the Animal Man crossover.
Oh, yeah, the Rot I've
read
stuff.
I've read them, like, so many times, the Rot World and everything. And when I was reading those, and that's when I was starting to listen to all these D&D podcasts like around the same time. So it was kind of like trying to formulate like who this character I was going to make was. Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, I kind of want to be Swamp Thing and Animal Man at the same time. I mean, that's a druid kind of, right? And so it's Alec Holland is Swamp Thing.
Yeah.
And Buddy Baker is Animal Man. So I just took the B, I threw it over on Balak. And then I was like, well, what's a druid last name? It's got to be a BB. So I just found like Brightwood. So it's kind of my like D&D version of Swamp Thing and Animal Man, like what they would do in the like D&D world in a way.
Right. Interesting. What do you like about playing a druid?
Oh, I'm a land surveyor by trade, so I'm always outside all the time anyways, and like just obsessed with kind of, you know, being out in nature as much as I can, because most of the time I'm sitting in front of my computer like doing this stuff too. So
yeah.
But no, I just like those spells with like nature and like the fact that like one of the spells, I just get to like talk to the gods of nature. I think that's kind of fun. part of my backstory with him too was like he kind of went on some spiritual journeys from some things he found in the wilderness. So, oh yes, never mind. I can't say anything about that yet because that episode hasn't happened yet.
No. Okay. It has not.
Yeah. Okay, so. But yeah, no, I just being different animals, and I was like, okay, this is going to be perfect to like find samples for different animal noises and stuff. Right. So I was kind of thinking about that too. Like, well, that'll be just be fun to do for sound effects.
Mm-hmm. And obviously you knew the personalities of the other characters and players very, very well by the time you started, you know, by the time you joined up.
Yeah.
Did you, you know, like intentionally or try to make his personality, you know, noticeably different from what already existed in the group?
Well, I think that when I was just like, okay, I rolled a 6 in my ability stats, what am I going to put this in? Charisma. And then I was just like, you know what? I'm just going to lean heavy on the fact that he's not even going to get the jokes that you guys are saying or the insults, like no social cues. So
right, yeah.
I was just kind of thinking that it'd be kind of fun to have him just be like kind of like outside and of the sort of joke between the groups that were happening. Mm-hmm. I thought that'd be kind of fun just to be kind of like not even realize Henley was like making fun of him and stuff.
Yeah. Which is great. I mean, I think that, you know, and this is probably, we'll get more in detail about this when we get into like out of character for season 3, which I think we definitely, because I want to talk to Jackie and Bob and Brian all together. So we can kind of like, you know, really break it down. That'll come out after the season's all out there. But you know, for me, I ran into this sort of situation at one point where when I joined the game as a player and Brian moved to DM, I was kind of like, okay, Brian's moving to DM. Brian's character is like, you know, like kind of like the star of the group, you know, after the first season. He's the comedic relief. He kind of presses things forward in a lot of ways. I have to fill that role. So I have to be, you know, everything's, I've got to be the comedy of the group. I've got to, you know, push that stuff along.
Which is funny because, you know, the D&D convention, like you need a wizard, you need a barbarian or a fighter. Well, we needed the comedy, I guess.
Exactly. Right? Yeah. Because we need all the stuff that D&D needs, but we also need stuff that's for the podcast sort of theater world. We need the even different roles, you know, everybody has got to play 2 roles.
The crossover isn't even a crossover. It's just like the same thing almost.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah. So that when Brian came back to being a player, I think Brian and I both had trouble with this, trying to figure out like who was supposed to be making a joke at what time, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so, this is why, and again, I'm not going to say anything because, you know, some of it's been out, some of it hasn't, but like, I decided to take the character in a very different direction, story-wise for that reason, right? Not, he still acted like himself and there's still many Redfield things that happen in the rest of the season, but I needed to give him another sort of like, motivation other than, hey, I'm the guy who like, is the disturbance, you know, who's kind of like the one who like you know, rustles the hay or whatever, because that Brian already does that. And you can't, once you have 2 people doing that, it becomes like joke. And it just crushes it down. So,
yeah,
but it was very nice when you joined because you added another wrinkle of character to that sort of dynamic as well. So we kind of spread it out a little bit more and it was able to, you know, every situation was no longer, we all knew how everybody was going to react when that situation came up, you know?
That was fun. I did like dropping a couple spells, like, oh, I'll just walk down that or, yeah, you know, a couple of things like that. It was kind of fun.
Yeah. And it was good because it was like, it, you know, whereas my tact as the character was just like, oh, okay, I'll do this and I don't care if I, you know, break my arm, you know, you had a very specific way you were going to do the thing that was like already planned out. So it was a good, like, we're both going to not hem and haw about things, but we're not going to hem and haw about things in very different ways.
Yeah. I have a tendency to sit and think about my character that I'm like playing a lot and just be like daydream about like, what would he do in this situation?
Right.
So I think that helps, like, for advice, anyone that's trying to like figure out how to play a character, just like sit and daydream, like what would he do now or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, and speaking of that part about the recording different places, you know, for me, it's a lot of trying to play off what other people are doing as well.
Yeah.
And if you can come up with a couple of core characteristics for yourself, you just react to the way the situations and the way people are acting in your group, the way your character would act, and it will create, you know, more interesting scenarios. It's when you, I think, you go into it too planned out with how you're going to react to things, or you
just go,
I'm going to react to everything in this one way, then things get stale.
Yeah, you kind of just have to go with the flow a little bit too.
Like, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
It's like, there's a couple things that like, it's like, oh, if I interjected here, it probably wouldn't have gone as fun. So I'm glad I, like, you know,
let
someone do something or whatever, you know, like, it's always good to know when to like step back to when you're like,
yes. Knowing when to shut up is incredibly important.
Yeah, so once in a while.
Yeah, yes, absolutely, absolutely. well, you know what? I think, again, like I said, I think we're gonna do a full out of character episode, you know, with everybody. So I don't want to dive too deep into too many details of the stuff that's going on.
For sure.
But this was really awesome to get to sit down and chat with you about this stuff and just talk about stuff out of character, talk about stuff not in like the production rush that we're sort of like always going through, or like, hey, let's talk right before we start recording, or right after we record. You know, it's nice to just sit down and just talk about the show and how things go. And I hope people enjoyed it. You know, you can follow us on Twitter at @DnDAdventure. And you can email us adventure@talkingcomicbooks.com as well. And please leave us a review on iTunes. We have I have to imagine that for the amount of people who listen to the show, which is a good amount of people, but not a crazy amount of people, we have the highest percentage of people who have actually reviewed the show on iTunes compared to how people download the show every week. It's insane.
How many people like talk to us and you know, interact. It's so nice. And I just looked at the numbers recently, like last month was like one of our best months, and it looks like this month is going to be even better too. So
yeah. We've had some great months. Things are still growing.
Yeah. It's nice.
It's so funny, after 3 years or whatever, the show still boggles my mind because like the episodes last, the numbers accrue for a way longer period of time than editorial podcasts or any sort of normal weekly show, because people just are either starting from the beginning or they're behind a couple episodes. So the numbers just kind of grow. So where like the first week in, let's say, the Talking Comics world would be like, you know, like 80%, 85% of the total downloads for the life of that episode.
Yeah. Because it's like a time sensitive thing, kind of, right?
With this, the first week downloads for episode of Adventure are like, I don't know, 30%, you know, of a normal episode's download life. So it's a crazy thing. It's been amazing to see it grow and new people joining and people staying with us and people catching up and all that kind of stuff. It's been amazing. Justin, why don't you quickly tell, before we got here, you've got some podcast stuff going on yourself, and some projects you got going on. Why don't you pimp that stuff out, my friend?
Oh, okay. Well, I'm same on Twitter, same on everything or whatever. I'm JDERREILLY. Summation Sound is kind of what I do my stuff under. Just released a album that I recorded. His name is Johnny Dubeck, did a country album. And then my band, Wirearchy, we just released some stuff. We're going to start playing some shows soon. And I have about, I don't know, 60 hours of my own home game that I've recorded so far, and they're slowly going through editing processes and talking with the players and, you know, making sure we all want to do it and everything. But If I start doing that, I'll be releasing probably like 5 episodes the first week, and then that'll be a weekly thing. So I'm trying to like really like get way ahead of it. So you know, hoping for the winter, start putting them out. But
that's awesome, man. That's fantastic.
And it's kind of funny. It's going to be a very different game because it's just our Skype game, totally unedited. I do like some live sound effects while we're playing, but should be kind of fun.
That's cool, man. That's great.
I hope people will dig it.
Yeah, absolutely. And just so people know, this obviously we're releasing this today, whenever you're listening to this or whatever, it's this week. Next week, just to give Justin a little extra time on the episode, because of how late I was giving it to him, we have a, I think it's from 2010, 2009, long time ago, a radio play that me and Bob and Brian and Jackie all did for a podcast called Fanboy Remix, which was the first podcast I ever did, and like 30 people listened to it. we released it on Talking Comics years ago, but it's kind of like a proto. I mean, it's very written out. Bob wrote it. So Bob wrote the radio play, but you kind of see us all hear us all performing and stuff like that in it, and you can see my very elementary soundscapes and sound effects in it from back in the day. But yeah, that'll be out next week at some point, and then the episode will be out once Justin is ready with it and done. We will put it out just as soon as it's ready. I'm not going to wait. A week after we put out the radio play or whatever, if we don't need to put out the other thing, it will just come out whenever it's ready. So,
that's right. Too. I am going to be working with Bob on a project too. Another sound and radio play kind of thing. So.
Yes, and then my performance as a sound engineer will look even worse compared to the new one that comes out. but yeah, look for that on the show, on the feed. So you have stuff for the next 2 weeks, and then the episode will be out. And what I'm gonna do is once that new episode is out, I'm not going to delete this episode, but I'm going to kind of mess with the dates on it. So that way it's not like in the middle of the chronology.
Yeah.
You know, but I'll do that once we're, you know, we got this new episode out and we're going again. But yeah, so that's going to do it. Again, thank you so much to everybody who listens and interacts. It's fantastic.
Yes, thank you so much.
I'm going to be starting back up kind of the hey, if you want a character or anything, or you want a name or suggest an item thing, it's going to be back when I take it back over. So I'll be putting out calls for that stuff again, for sure. Because I had a lot of fun with that last time. Justin, thank you so much for everything that you do. It's really been fantastic. And the podcast has become a thing that I never expected because of it. So thank you very much for that.
Hey, I can't believe it's been like over 3 years now.
Know,
it's crazy.
And there is one day Justin has been working on a remix, a redoing, a remake of that first episode that we did that had no sound effects. And it will happen at some point. So
it will happen. I promise.
There's no rush. I'm just telling people that one day there will be a very exciting thing in your feed. So look forward to that at some point. So that's going to do it for this out of character episode. Thank you so much. We'll be back next time with our radio play, and then after that back to normal schedule. So thank you so much, and we will see you all later. Good luck with your games. Good night.